figure with flowers.
The name is the only part of this oil on canvas painting that won't be interpreted differently by viewers. No matter how you see it, it is a figure with flowers. Using broad brushstrokes that blend with one another, the painter, Paul John Wanner, creates an enigma that has a different meaning to every viewer. Wanner was born in Tucson, Arizona, on April 24, 1920. His partner, Theophilus Brown, was born in 1919 and is still alive today. Wanner met Brown in 1952. Throughout his life, Wanner becomes best known for his abstract expressionist still life paintings. This painting made me sad and reminded me of mortality because of the skull. The mirror added more mystery, and I wondered why the figure is nude and why she is holding flowers. What it means to you is different from what it means to me, and I suspect it means something different to everyone else. The time period this was painted in, the 1960s, was when the Vietnam War was raging. In this painting, many of the things that define or identify the time period are included. For example, vanitas, things that remind people of mortality and death, are there in the form of a skull. Also, drawing figures nude was very popular. Did the painter just want to fit in with the time period, or is there a different reason for the objects placed? The whole painting is one of those pieces of art that makes you think about what could be going through an artist's mind as he or she created it. It also makes you think about your own life and the things you could have done, but didn't. To me, the mirror is a reference to looking back on your past life, the skull representing death, the flower symbolizing happiness, and how it and they can wilt. The figure is nude because death is the great equalizer. We go out as we come in. To me, this painting certainly isn't just a pretty picture. It's a metaphor for life, maybe wasted, and maybe lived to its fullest. It's about taking what you can to its full potential, and making mistakes, so you end up saying, I can't believe I, not, I'm glad I didn't. And you have things to think on when you can no longer do them. This has been Evan Frook with another Bulldog Podcast.